So the epistle for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 8. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God, and if heirs, sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 16. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, because my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? But he said, 100 barrels of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward for as much as he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Please be seated. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This Sunday's readings follow along the same lines as last Sunday. If you recall from last Sunday, that it talked about a tree producing good fruit or a tree producing bad fruit. And so when we look at that and we consider in this Mass of today, you know, it talks about the children of light versus the children of this world. And it's good for us to reflect upon that, looking at the idea of being held accountable before the eyes of God. And so that's where you can tie in last Sunday. I mean, obviously, when you look at in terms of we're accountable for everything, and so obviously if a tree is producing bad fruit, our Lord said cut it down and cast it into the fire. So that's where then we consider and we think about ourselves, think about our soul before the eyes of God, and how the account that we will have to render of all that is given to us, all the gifts and talents that God gives to us, how have we used them? But then also, obviously, all our idle words. And through all of these things, then it becomes for us something that we must reflect upon and see. If God were to call us now, where would we stand? And so you see with the unjust steward that he was asked to take an account of his stewardship. It was taken away from him because he was misusing the things. And so therefore it was taken away from him. And so at that point then he considers, now what do I do? Now he even remarks on the fact he doesn't want to beg. He's ashamed of that. He can't dig. And so then he considers at that point, well then I will just go to my master's debtors. And so he works out a deal with all of them. And so granted it's very deceitful what he did, but it is also something that, yes, for him that he takes away money for them, brings it to the master so that the master will be impressed then with him. And so because obviously with the master himself, that is all what he is concerned about, the money that comes from that, the money that he gains, how is he using his stewardship? So he's very pleased with that, so he remarks upon that. And so that is where then the whole idea and the whole understanding of what our Lord says. Now our Lord commends, in a sense, the zeal that he has. Obviously, the deceitfulness, certainly not. But yes, he commends in a fact that the children of this world are more prudent in their generation than the children of light. What our Lord is trying to say from that, he's certainly not commending the behavior of it. What he is trying to remind us of the fact, they're very willing to go to whatever means that they can to get their end. And obviously with the world itself in a large extent, the things that they seek after, that they do, are not pleasing to God. But the zeal that we must have in trying to understand that, the zeal that we need to put into our spiritual life, do we take advantage of the retreats that are offered, the recollections, general confessions? Because at some point, God will ask from us an account of our life. And so it will go through everything for us. The idle words, how we've used the time that God has given to us, our gifts and our talents, how we use them for the glory of God. And so that's where then the reflection comes for all of us. Are we too concerned of the things of the world, the material things, gaining those things? Or do we understand very properly that it is the main thing for us is our spiritual life? Obviously, we have to live in the world. We have to handle all of that, the obligations we have, the job we have, certainly. But we must try to understand and to see, what are we really trying to seek after? And that's where then our Lord in the Gospel of St. Matthew in chapter 10 says, "Be therefore wise as serpents and simple as doves." So again, giving us this sense and this idea of a prudence, a zeal, being wise in terms of making sure that we're going after the right things. Are we amassing the spiritual treasure? Are we too concerned with the material aspects of this world? And that is the meditation we must make. That is, as I say, with these, especially these last two Sundays, the reminder of the fact of the accountability we have, the judgment that will come for all of us, the particular judgment, the general judgment. At the moment that God calls us, we will have to render account of everything. And so that's where we must try to understand. What are we seeking after? Too often so many people are caught up with the things of this world. The television, the internet, video games, TV, movies, all of these things that they're so caught up with. And to what extent for them? What will it gain them? How will it help them? And certainly that is something that we must try to always examine with things that we watch, we do. Is this something that will help my soul? I mean, granted, some things can be just neither good nor bad. But that is something that we must ask ourselves before doing something. Is this something that is good for my soul? Because as I say, too often so many people are caught up in things, whether it's from the internet, whether it's TV, movies that certainly are not good for them. That they are a danger to the soul. And that will be something that will be held accountable for. That'll certainly be something that will be asked on our judgment day. But then also to consider and think about the effect that it has on others. What effect does it have on our children? I mean, that is a thing that we must reflect upon. And that is what our Lord is trying to give to us in this idea of the steward. His master asked him, "What have you done with what I've given you as your steward?" For us, the reality of that becomes, what have we done with the gifts and talents that God has given to us? How have we used them? Or have we spent our time wasting it with the material things of this world, trying to gain those treasures, thinking that we can take it with us? I mean, that is why it's interesting to see that the gospel goes on to talk about that you cannot serve two masters, Mammon or Almighty God. So you see where our Lord was going with all of this, with this idea of the unjust steward. In the reflection, then, you cannot serve two masters. It must be either God, or then you serve the world, or serve the devil. And so that is where the reflection for us must come. As I say, have we taken advantage of the spiritual things that are offered to us? Because we must try to take advantage of all of these things. The world is hard enough to live in. I mean, very clearly you can see that the world is going completely away from God. I mean, wrong is right now, right is wrong. Truth is not even considered. And this is the state that we live in. These are the conditions that God has given to us. And so this is what you must be facing when you go out into that world. A godless world, a world that attacks anything that has principles. I mean, there are no principles, there's no convictions any longer in the world. And so for us, that we have the conviction, obviously, of our faith by being here, well, you have to bring that out into the world that you live. How easy it is to get swept away with the peer pressure, the human respect. I mean, granted, we have to have charity, but a true charity. A charity that we may have to correct someone. You know, fraternal correction, fraternal charity, as it's also called. But how lost that is in our world. But that is what we will be held accountable for. That is what God will ask from us. When the book of life is opened up, all of that will come out. So the question for us, how do we stand as a steward of God's gifts? And that is a question that we need to ask ourselves every day. How are we utilizing God's gifts? Are we taking advantage of what is offered to us? And if not, then we need to do something about that. And that's where then, you know, the quote that I gave you at the very beginning, if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But it continues on. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deed of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.